Hi, this is Teresa Huska of MSA Worldwide, and you're listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Franchise Foundry and Minolto Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, this is Deb Evans coming to you live from the lovely state of Texas today with Social Geek Radio.
And Jack Munson from Minolto live in Minneapolis today. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice and know that you're safe in Minneapolis and what I would think would be very cold weather, but you told me it's lovely, so I'll take your word for it.
It's beautiful out here. It's like 65 and sunny, and it will probably be snowing in a week, but for right now, it's 65 and sunny in Minneapolis. So
that's good.
Had a nice week here talking with some franchisors and some other digital marketing pros that may be a guest on an upcoming Social Geek Radio episode.
Awesome.
So it's been a great week here. And we wanted to jump back into the Geek It Out feature because you have something very cool and very geeky that I think it'd be great if you could share with everyone tonight.
Sure, we'll see how geeky it is. So as you and probably the listeners know that I'm very fond of and enjoy doing my Periscopes, and they're getting some traction, which is great, and Periscope is great live video for anybody that's not familiar with it. But one of the things that broadcasters do on Periscope, and we do it when we do webinars. You know, you like to do a live poll, and you're giving a webinar, and you ask the question, you know, hey, do you like Pepsi or Coke, or would you do digital media versus print media? And so you want to be able to collect that data when you're doing the webinar or the Periscope. Up until recently, and I think it's been the last few days, on Periscope, there was no way to collect it. Well, now there is an app. It is a Chrome extension, and it is called Chatterbox for Periscope. And after our broadcast, I will be testing it on Periscope. But what happens with Chatterbox is it allows you to do that polling. So I will ask the question, you know, do you prefer digital marketing versus print? And they have to answer digital or print. And you'll see it in the Periscope stream. But what happens is Chatterbox then says, hey, 50% of your audience likes digital marketing. 75% of your audience likes print marketing, whatever the poll might be. So it's one way of capturing that those survey questions or those polls that we've not been able to do yet with Periscope. And a lot of Periscope broadcasters ask, but they haven't been able to, you know, find that data. They'd have to scroll through the comments. So I think it could be a very cool feature that's been added to Periscope.
So there's my geek it out. It also sounds like Periscope right now is where Facebook and Twitter were a few years ago, where some of the features that users wanted to have, whether it's polling or something else, was not available in the native version of Twitter or Facebook. Mm-hmm. So some really smart people out there decided to build some sort of extension or some sort of third-party app that worked with it. So it's very interesting to see that happening now with Periscope. And it will also be interesting to see, will Periscope go the route of Facebook and just gobble up all of these people that have anything cool that's tied to it? Or will it go more the route of let's say, Twitter, where they'll say, yeah, you guys go out and build it and create it and you know, be part of the community. So very interesting times ahead with Periscope.
It's fun to be ahead of the curve or be the first to test things. And you know me, I'll test it. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm certainly going to test it and try it because that's what social media is about. You can't be afraid. So jump in.
Right. I think you secretly like making it not work. You want to break.
I know. It hasn't failed on me yet. Yeah, I like making it, you know, look a little silly, but that's okay.
Right.
So we have a cool guest on tonight, someone that you and I both know. Why don't you, let's let him out that green room and introduce him.
Absolutely. Joining us tonight on Social Geek Radio, Christian Pillett, Managing Director of Adfinitely. Welcome to the show, Christian.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Deb, for having me. Looking forward to it.
Hi, Kristen. Good to have you. Wish I could see you virtually. It's been a while since I've seen you at an IFA event, but I'm sure we'll cross our paths here real soon.
Absolutely, next February for sure.
Yes, sir, in Texas.
Definitely coming up quick, right? So tonight we wanted to talk about some digital marketing trends, and I thought Christian would be the perfect guest to jump in and give us some of his thoughts on what's happening out there. Christian, right off the bat, what are you seeing right now that's really catching on fire in the digital marketing space that you know is going to continue into 2016?
There are really a couple main trends, main things that we're seeing. The first one being programmatic and trigger-based ad buys. So what that means is companies are now looking for different ways to launch ads based on triggers, whether it's stores that are underperforming or stores not meeting a certain revenue target. Companies are actively going out there and trying to figure out when and how best to spend their money at certain times instead of just blanketing the ad spends over a long period of time. So the programmatic ad buying is a place where we see huge growth in the future. Another thing that we're seeing, it's the integration. I mean, you guys know with all the new payment methods coming out, Apple Pay, there are a lot of easy ways to integrate payment methods online. We see the integration of payment and booking tools into websites as being something that companies are going to focus on in 2016. It's all about the customer experience, and us digital marketers know that customers don't want to click more than three times to get anywhere to convert into a customer. So integrating those payment and booking tools into websites and making the customer experience more seamless is definitely a trend that we think will be big in 2016. And lastly, one of the big things that's it's kind of a wild card, and I think brands are really starting to become aware of it. We see a lot of digital dollars actually going away from normal channels, paid search, social media, spending on SEO. We see those digital dollars now going to community influencers. These could be YouTubers with hundreds of thousands of subscribers or followers, and basically getting sponsorships out of these community influencers and getting them to promote products on the company's behalf because it's easier. The influencer's audience already trusts them, so getting them to put in a plug for a product or a company, it just makes sense if they're in the same industry. Those are the three main things that I see coming.
I got to tell you, when it comes to the level of attention that brands are suddenly paying attention to with certain influencers, especially those on YouTube and some other places, but YouTube really seems to be just influencers there are catching on fire with brands. There was someone, and I can't think of who it was. We were all at the GIFA conference this past May out at Google, and one of the speakers had a great line. She said something to the extent of, "You've got to find out who the influencers in your industry are, and you have to grab them, or your competition will." And it's just so true. You cannot create an influencer at this late stage in the game. In this late stage of the game, you've got to go out and find someone who already has that credibility and a huge community, and make them a part of your story as well.
And with influencers, I think it's important that brands really do their research on the influencers as well, because they're going to be tied to your brand for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Those videos are going to stay out there, and if that influencer goes off the deep end, maybe you're a daycare center and they swear somewhere, it's not a brand experience that you want, so you have to do your research before engaging these guys.
Yeah,
Good point.
and also and but I think have an exit strategy too, right? If it's very easy to get rid of Jared from Subway, right? When things break horribly bad. And we find out what he was up to. It's very easy to not have him on your television commercials anymore, right? You stop making commercials. But if you're tied to some influencer who has their own space in digital, their own YouTube channel, their own Instagram account with a million followers, you can't control that. So yeah, it's I think you're right. Do your homework, but also know when the right time to exit that relationship might be as well. Before we get into any more trends and other things, I really want to dig deep into some paid advertising questions I have for you. Tell us a little bit about Adfinitly, about the company and your new role with the company, and how does this all sort of fit in?
Sure. So a little on my background first. I've been working with franchise systems for the past 4.5, 5 years to create internet marketing strategies. Local listings, SEO, paid advertising, and social media. I've been advising on how brands should approach these. So I recently switched over to working with Adfinitely. And our goal at Adfinitely is really to create a better digital marketing experience for brands. The way we're doing that, we focus on kind of the ease of use of getting locations signed up on digital programs that are endorsed by the brand. Keeping the brand consistency, but really giving the locations a bit of autonomy to assign individual budgets, launch their own ads, and even deselect ads that they don't feel like fit in their location. And lastly, what we do for the franchisor, it's really a big data company. We provide so much information, so much insight into how consumers are coming to and interacting with their franchisees, that rolling up all the data is going to give the brand little insight into that customer experience, and it'll help them going forward make data-driven decisions on what their strategy should be. So my role at Adfinitely, I'm actually the managing director, and the company itself was started in Europe in 2008. In Europe, we work with Mercedes, BMW dealerships, some of the largest German banks, T-Mobile Europe. So we have a huge presence in Europe. But really, we just came to the States because we saw a lot of opportunity, and we're able to do some really cool things with what I mentioned first on the show, which is the programmatic and trigger-based ad buys.
And it sounds like what you guys are doing is just a natural fit with what's near and dear to Deb and my heart in franchising, right? Because you can do all of these things, not just for one brand buying ads on, you know, sort of a national level, but all of this is taking place down at the local level for those dealers and franchisees and local stores, right?
Exactly. So we work with the franchisors to create basically a massive digital media campaign library. And once we have that campaign library created, we allow franchisees to come in and the local stores to come in and select the ads that they want to run, the campaigns they want to run. It's all branded content already. All the ads are created. The franchisees just come in, select a budget, and the campaigns launch on Google, Bing, Facebook, Yahoo, YouTube. So it makes it we're creating a really, really easy marketing experience for the people at the local level who don't really have the knowledge or the expertise to be as sophisticated as the brands do.
Very nice.
Where's this mostly happening now? You mentioned Google and Bing. Is it mostly on those search engines that most of this advertising is happening? I think you also mentioned YouTube and Facebook.
Yep. So right now we still see Google as the largest ad network. 63% of the spend that goes through our platforms on Google, but that's actually lower than the industry average. Most companies actually spend a lot more of, as a percentage, a lot more on Google. What our platform's doing, and what I think again is going to be a trend in the industry, you're going to see people starting to understand and using platforms like ours to spread out and diversify their advertising dollars to Facebook, Bing, Yahoo, YouTube, the display networks. These networks are going to get brands a cheaper cost per lead, cost per conversion. Brands are going to be able to get in front of more people at a lower cost That's really what we see happening through our platform. I think last year we were at 73% through Google, and it's gone down 10% already.
And your system will help the brand or actually the local user know what the best place is right now to sort of shift some of their ad spend over from maybe it's from Google to YouTube or from Bing to Facebook or something like that, right?
Yep. So big picture, the way most agencies and people will manage a local level account is they'll go advise the local franchisee, okay, you need to spend with $1,000 budget, you need to spend 750 on Google, $100 on Facebook, and the rest on Bing. What our platform does is it looks at the budget as a whole, and then when we see clicks, conversions, impressions, calls coming in from the campaigns, the platform starts to automatically optimize to the networks that are getting the best cost per lead or the best metrics for that system. So instead of us having to guess each month where we should spend the money, our algorithms in the back end are already spending it in the most efficient places.
Great. So it's doing a lot of that analysis basically for you. And so the ad spend isn't set in stone. You can change it up, and if something is really starting to pop on one of those networks, you can throw more resources behind it basically.
Yep, we see right away what the trends are, and if one of the networks is really starting to pop off, then basically we're looking at the campaigns with the software every single night and proactively deciding where the money should go, as opposed to looking at it each month and trying to make a decision then.
Nice.
Very smart advertising. I like that. I have a question for you. So where does all of this, where's PPC? Is that gone? Is it dead? Are folks still investing?
So oddly, people are thinking that PPC is dead or dying, and it's definitely not dead or dying. Ad spends are actually up year over year, but what is happening is it's evolving. So, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, it's you don't want to put a campaign out now that runs for an entire year and runs every day, 24 hours a day. What you want to do and what technology is really allowing us to do is reach people at the times when they want to be making the buying decisions. So doing that through those triggers, doing it through the programmatic ad buying, brands are basically just getting smarter about how they spend on PPC and where they spend, as opposed to PPC itself dying.
Tell us about video. It feels like every month we keep saying that video is the only thing that's going to matter anymore. And you know, I think we're getting there, and more and more people are doing more video that I see. Are your clients fully on board the video bandwagon when it comes to some of this ad spend going to YouTube videos or maybe videos in a Facebook ad? Is that going forth as fast as it feels like it is?
With Facebook especially, it's going forth very quickly. Facebook video, I see it as a huge challenger for YouTube. People are putting videos up on Facebook at an incredible rate, and if Facebook, and they have an opportunity to, keep in mind Instagram's owned by Facebook too. So Facebook and Instagram, they really have this opportunity to become a leader in video ads because Google's TrueView ads, which are the ads that show for 5 seconds before you can skip them, those ads for Google are actually less profitable than the normal search ads are. So what that tells me is Google really hasn't figured out video advertising, and if Facebook and Instagram can come in with a better platform and a better way to reach customers, better targeting, I think Facebook and video ads will be incredibly powerful in the next couple of years. And then keep in mind with video, it's really about the content again. It's about the influencers. So it's it's not just putting your ad up on a video, it's making sure that you're targeting the right videos put up by the right people that really speak to your brand. And if you're advertising on a video and you're also sponsoring the influencer that's behind the video, I think that's going to be incredibly, incredibly powerful.
Perfect storm right there. So great. Of all of these things, if there's one thing that you would recommend to any franchise system or other brand, maybe it's a automotive brand or something else that has some sort of local reach like that, what's one thing that you would recommend to, say, any CMO of one of these brands to start doing right now, today?
So for franchise brands especially, we'll kind of break out franchise and brands that are corporately owned. Franchise brands especially, it is hugely important that you're collecting data from all of your local franchisees and that you're rolling up all the data so that you as a brand have a view of what's going on digitally in each location. If you don't have all of that data, there's no way as a marketer you can make a judgment call based on how one or two locations is doing. So making sure that you bring all the data from all the franchisees in one place is something that franchise systems should be doing right now, and that'll allow them going forward to make the right decisions. And it'll be an educated decision as opposed to a guess based on what a couple locations are doing. So from a national brand perspective, since everything's typically already in-house run by one company, one agency, I think the best thing that corporately owned brands can do is start, again, putting out those trigger-based ads. So you mentioned the oil change place. Something that our platform does, and we're actually talking to an oil change place, based on the wait time at each location, we're talking about actually triggering ads based on that wait time. So we check their system every 15 minutes, and the locations that have a 0-minute wait time, we're going to push out ads to. And basically what we're doing is we're filling the stores that aren't busy, and we're not wasting money on filling the stores that might have too much business already.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Really throwing some ad dollars behind the places that need it, and not just sending out some sort of general ad that isn't really going to spur someone to, you know, say, wow, I could get my oil changed in the next 8 minutes, right?
Yep, exactly. And yeah, that's sending them through, it's a mobile only ad, and it takes them straight to a book online now, so that when they get there, the oil change place is expecting them, and they already have the bay open, and they know who the customer is, and it's really seamless.
Wow. And I would assume already have all of the data on your car and the last time you had the oil changed. And
if the customer filter, records are in the database, then they'll have all of the information. So basically once they fill out that force form with the email address on the mobile device, then the company already knows who's coming in, what they typically get, and they can be ready to service that customer right away.
And I would assume that customer is going to be so satisfied. It is definitely, she is definitely going to be a repeat customer. So, because as you said earlier too, it's all about customer satisfaction. Very good. Very smart advertising. Like that.
As you said, Christian, creating a better digital marketing experience, right? And solving a problem. So
exactly.
Fantastic. This is Social Geek Radio. Our guest tonight is Christian Pillett, the managing director of Adfinitely. In the few minutes we have left, Christian, tell us about any new projects or news or anything fun that you guys are working on that might be coming up soon.
Sure. So that oil change franchise is actually that's one of the coolest projects we have coming up. But I'll give you two other examples of what we're doing. We're actually talking to a very large gas station chain. And the same concept, there's so many searches each month for people searching for gas station near me.
Mm-hmm.
So each day we're checking what the gas prices are at every location. and we're automatically launching mobile ads that say gas is $2.19 at this location. Click to get directions. Instead of pulling up Google Maps and just getting a list of 12 gas stations near you, we're going to be right at the top saying, come get gas at our gas station, and show them exactly what their price is going to be.
Sweet. Yeah.
Nice.
So the last cool thing I'll share with you is a grocery store chain. They have 20 locations up in Wisconsin, and they've relied for so long on print ads and direct mail. And you know the direct mail that comes out with all the coupons for the product.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, that direct mail goes straight into starting the charcoal for my grill.
Right, you and everyone else, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're taking the same feed, and they'll probably still do this direct mail. But we're going to take the same feed and push those ads up digitally so that when people are very, very close to their location, they're going to get targeted for all of the same coupons that they used to get targeted for at their home. So we're trying to bring the online couponing for grocery stores basically to digital ads. And I'm extremely excited to see how that works, and we're getting pretty close to launching.
Excellent. Very good.
That is exciting.
Christian, if our listeners have any further questions for you or want to get some more detail on some of these new things you're working on or even some of the trends that we spoke about tonight, what's the best way for someone to reach you?
The best way to reach me is by email. It's christian@adfinitely.com, and adfinitely spelled adfinitely. You can also reach me on Twitter @adfinitely. And LinkedIn, Christian Pillett.
Right on. We will hit you up there. Thanks so much for joining us tonight on Social Geek Radio, Christian. And we will see you very soon at an upcoming marketing, technology, or franchise event, I'm very sure.
Absolutely. Very good. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's great talking to you.
Thanks so much, everybody. Good night.
Good night.